Okay, very good. So let's begin by thanking Rabbi Shabtai for arranging and organizing this, as he does all of our Dr. Yitzchak Belzon Beis Medrash programming and Danny Grage, our Midrashah programming. There's so much Torah learning going on in our community and well beyond our community, thanks to Rabbi Shabtai's leadership, and for that we are so very grateful. The hour is late and time is valuable, and I don't want to take too much other than to extend from the bottom of my heart to my dear Chaver, my Yidid, Rabbi Marcus, a big thank you. This is an extraordinarily busy time for Rabbanim on the eve of Shabbos Shuva and the eve of Yom Kippur, and a crazy time altogether to spend time for people who are not in your kehillah, just to inspire them. We can't possibly thank you enough. Everyone here knows Rabbi Marcus, the Rav in Springfield, New Jersey. He's a beloved Rebbe to young people of all ages who turn to him for his wisdom, his guidance, and personal example. I have the privilege of knowing Rabbi Marcus for many, many, many years. And even back when we were much younger, when neither of us had this much gray in our beards of this length, he was a mentor to even his own peers and people his age in his authenticity and sincerity and practicing everything he preaches and teaches, and even more in his personal life than we get to see. And for that, we're so grateful. You continue to be an example to your kehillah, your tzibur, continue to inspire so many people and all of us. Rabbi Marcus, a big yasher koach. Thank you so, so much for teaching tonight. Without any further ado, Rav Chaim Marcus Shlita.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg, for the opportunity to share Torah. Don't worry, I already gave the shir to my community at 8 o'clock this evening. When Rabbi Shabtai said 9 o'clock, I said, perfect timing. So I give shir, and then we could double up. But as Rabbi Goldberg mentioned, the hour is late, so we'll get right to it. This is a Thursday night. It's supposed to be a Musar Shmuz. So I apologize if I say anything offensive to anyone ahead of time. I just blame it on Rabbi Shabtai. He said it's a Musar Shmuz, so go for it. What I wanted to share tonight is just two important teachings about, I think, a little bit of misperception sometimes people have when they talk about working on themselves, especially this time of year when we talk about Yom Ne'orah and Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simechuv and Yom HaKippurim. And it has to do with two words that there's a lot of confusion about. And that's called Yetzer Hara, right? What is the Yetzer Hara? We talk about this enemy, knowing our enemy. You know, we have to fight the Yetzer Hara. We have to conquer the Yetzer Hara. We have to take the Yetzer Hara and force it to do good. What is the Yetzer Hara? And I think sometimes when we talk about Yetzer Hara, and the classic translation of Yetzer Hara, it's doing a tremendous disservice for us in our Avodas Hashem. Because Yetzer Hara, the way we normally translate it, way we see it translated in books, is the evil inclination. The evil inclination, right? So I have a very frank question for anyone who's listening to ask yourself, a very simple question. Do you really have an inclination to doing evil? Like if you would see, in Florida, there's no snow on the ground. But the example I would say, like you see an old lady trying to cross the street, struggling at a big pile of snow. Do you ever have an inclination to like go and push her face first into the snow and like stomp on her? Like, really? Are you sick? Right? Who has an inclination to do evil? I mean, sometimes when we confront evil, that's purely evil, it's so disconcerting. It's so upsetting. It's so troubling on so many levels. You know, you think about the biggest mass shooting in modern American history. It was right around this time. It was October 1st, 2017. It was in Las Vegas, Nevada, when there was a music festival going on, and a fellow who was in his mid-60s had a suite at a hotel across the street from this music festival. He shot out the windows, indiscriminately was shooting into the crowd, and he killed, like, I think over 60 people, hundreds injured. And what's so upsetting on so many levels, obviously, but what makes us so uncomfortable is that there was never a reason they found. That this person was, like, just pure evil, right? So what does it mean that we have a Yetzer Hara? Any one of us has an inclination to do evil? Come on. That's not true. And if we don't really understand what the Yetzer Hara is, how can we really deal with it in a serious way? So what I want to share with you tonight, as we're here during Aser Simei Tshuva on a time of incredible opportunity, of self-transformation, is to talk about two different pshatim as to what the Yetzer Hara really is. And obviously there are many, many implications of this, many, many applications of this. And we'll talk just about a few tonight. Rabbi Shabtai said, you know, just, 20 minutes to 2 hours, right, Rabbi Shabtai? Thursday night Mishmar goes late. So we have time, we have time. The first is a very important teaching of the Ishbitzer in the Me'a Shilamach. I believe Rabbi Goldberg and I, maybe at the same time, were introduced to the Ishbitzer by a shared Rebbe, Rav Mendel Blachman Shlita of Kerem B'Yavne. And the Ishbitzer, one of the most mysterious of the Rebbes, in one of his teachings that we can actually understand, has a very important pshat in the Gemara, Daf HaYomi, learned not too long ago. Daf HaYomi is now, you know, getting to the heart of the Erevin, but about a month ago, in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara there tells us that for 2.5 years there was a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And I just want to quote the Gemara, that Halalu Omrim Noach Lola Adam Shalom Nivra Yosef Mishinivrim. These said, better for a person not to be created than to be created. Halalu Omrim Noach Lola Adam Shinivra Yosef Mishalom Nivra. Better a person be created than not be created. Nimnu v'gamru, eventually they counted up and they decided they have a vote. What's the psak? Is it better we're created or better we're not be created? Noach lo la'odam shelo nivra yoser mishanivra. The Gemara says better that we shouldn't have been created than we were created. But now that once we're created, right, the Gemara continues, what should we be doing? And that's the way that very often people translate the Gemara and understand the Gemara. Like, very pessimistic Gemara, stinks to be here, but once we're here, we got to make the most of it, right? But the Ishbitzer says it's not what the Gemara says. If you look at the Gemara carefully and translate it correctly, the Gemara doesn't say better for a person not to have been created than to have been created. It doesn't say tov la adam. The Gemara says noach lo la adam. The Gemara says that it's easier. It would have been easier for a person not to have been created. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, in fact, you're right. We came from a place, our neshamas came mitachas kisei hakavod, our neshamas are going back to Shemei HaShemayim, and it would have been easier that the Shema doesn't come into this Alma D'Shikra, a world of falsehood, a world of struggle, a world of toil, Adam La'amal Yulad, but here we are. But what the Ishbitzer develops is a Yisod Gadol, and Rav Yaakov Nagein talks about it in his Sefer, Ala Torah, Rav Yaakov Nagein of Yeshivat Hezder in Otniel, that he says that when we talk about the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, he goes, it's not really a Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov. It would be more precise to say that it's a Yetzer HaTov versus a Yetzer HaNoach. It's the Yetzer, the drive to do good, which we all have. Each and every one of us has inside of us a chelik el kam mimal mamish, as the Alter Rebbe tells us in the Tanya, that we, each and every one of us has a spark of divinity that's always yearning for greatness, that's yearning to come close, that wants to do good. But on the other hand, and that's vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. That's the breath of God that God blew into the nostrils of Adam HaRishon. But what was the other side of Adam HaRishon? The other side of Adam HaRishon was afar min ha'adama, as Revolbi discusses at length in the Alei Shar, and other great tzaddikim talk about this. What that means is the natural state from a person is just to stay down, to stay at rest, not to get up and accomplish, not to go run. So what the Ishbitzer says is that we don't have, people don't really have Yetzer Haraz. What we have is a Yetzer HaNoach, that desire just to stay at rest. And in fact, the Chazon Ish wrote this. The Chazon Ish in one of his letters said that if you put all the Midas Ra'os, if you put all the bad character traits lined up at a smorgasbord, which one would, in the dais, which one would be sitting in the most chash of a seat by the dinner? You know which? Not kavod, not gaiva, not taiva, although the Mishnah says that those are the three that take us out of the world. He says it's atzlus. It's a sense of just being at rest, of not pushing yourself, almost a laziness. But again, laziness has many components to it, and there are many things behind laziness. One big Jewish psychologist, Dr. Ben Sorotskin, he likes to comment, 95% of the things we call lazy isn't lazy. It's really something else. But what we're talking about now is the Yetzer HaNoach, about not pushing ourselves. And there are frightening things. I mean, the Chovas HaTalmidim, the famous Eish Kodesh, Hashem Yinkum Damov, Zuchusi Again Aleinu, the Piesetzna Rebbe, he says in this Chovas HaTalmidim that Atzlus is Yoser Matsuyev Yoser Mazika. It's the most common of the bad traits, and it what causes us the most damage. And perhaps most scary all of all, again, this is a Musar Shmuz, right, Rabbi Shabtai, right? Most scary of all is perhaps the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim tells us that when a person gets to the Olam HaEmes, Shar Aleph Perek Yud Beis, when you get to the Olam HaEmes, and you know, like we see Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe, there's the Chaim Ilah, there's the Chaim above, and there's the Chaim Tata, there's the Chaim below. Right, at times in the Torah, we find Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe, right? Avram, Avram by the Akedah. Why Avram, Avram? Because the Avram Tata, the Avram here below in this world, matched the Avram Ilah, the Avram who maximized who he could have been. And when we get to the Olam HaEmes, Nefesh HaChaim writes, that we're going to see who we could have been. We're going to see who we could have been. And that's the pain of Gehenna, when we see who we could have been and what we were. A neshama is filled with agnes, this tremendous, tremendous pain. But what is the primary differential? The differential is atzlus. The differential is that we didn't push ourselves. And when we come now to Yom Kippur, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, you know, yes, there are a lot of averus that we do because that we have we have to give a din on averus that we did. We have to give a din. We have to give a judgment on averus that we did. But there's tzaddikim who say that it's a din v'cheshbon. The din is on the averus that you did. And you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taiva. There was a taiva. The cheeseburger, it smelled so good. You have to understand what this taiva was. It was overpowering. But it, along with the din, there also is a cheshbon. The cheshbon is, why did you do so many mitzvahs that you had so many opportunities to do? What's our answer then? And the Vilna Gaon said we should be more afraid of the cheshbon than we are of the din. The din, you know, temporary insanity, the Gemara in Sota says, it is a defense, and that's the ultimate defense that we have, temporarily insane, that we went crazy, we went meshuga, but the cheshbon, the cheshbon that we know the mitzvah is good. We know tefillah. We know the Torah. We know the chesed. But we don't get up and we don't push ourselves. This is one of the greatest, greatest tragedies. This is one of the greatest struggles that we are all given to. And, you know, bisman COVID, you know, certainly we have to ask ourselves, you know, whether it's coming back to whether it's ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'makom, or ben adam l'atzmo. Each and every one of us, in our own way, we have to know that the struggle is not evil and good. It's between good and between lazy, between good and just chill. Because whenever we deal with good, good means effort. Good means struggle. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we find Tov, Lo Tov Heyos Adam Levado, Es Elo Ezer Kenegda, what's the whole concept of Tov there? It's that what was Adam doing up until that point? There had to be a Tov. Tov was defined that there's someone that Adam could give to. There's someone that Adam can work for and bring things to. And so this is really, when we look at the very nature of a human being, and when we ask ourselves, what are the struggles that we have? And when we want to work on ourselves and we want to bring ourselves to, you know, to that place that the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Tshuva of the Bria Chadasha, that when we walk out of Yom Kippur with that beautiful sunset that Rav Salvechik talks about, Nala Tshuva, the sunset that brings with it Tara and Slicha, Mechila, Kapara, and we want to feel invigorated, right? So what is it that we're working on? What are the things that we really have to be pushing? And so this, I think, is one of the things that we have to talk about and think about. Not a Yetzer Hara. Again, I can't imagine everyone has great inclination, great desire, mamish, to do evil, right? The person does, Rachman al-Tzlan, is sick. Go, you know, you have to go speak to a psychiatrist. That's very dangerous. But what we all have is the Yetzer HaNoach, that we just want to chill. And when we think about the opportunities of chesed, when we think about the opportunities of Torah, when we think about the opportunities of tefillah, it doesn't have to be in the context of formal prayer, of what it means to talk to Hashem. You know, and it's so interesting because, again, along with the concept of a Musar Shmuz, I think we have to mention that when we talk about really Yetzer HaNoach, there's one thing that poses a very, very great danger to us. And in fact, the Stalin Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, the great Tzaddik, the Karlin Stalin Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, so he caused big waves a couple of years ago. I mean, it was only 2 years ago, maybe a bit more, when the Stalin Rebbe, the Karlin Stalin Rebbe, came out saying, first major Hasidic Rebbe, that you can have a smartphone. All the rebbes were saying smartphones are usher, take a hammer, break the smartphone. You can't be an aid at a chassan if you have a smartphone, right? The Karlin Stalin Rebbe came out and said, you know what? You can have a smartphone. There have to be filters, of course. And he had one of his gabbaim give a long, long schmooze about healthy use of a smartphone. You know what the number one issue he spoke about in the smartphone usage was? The number one issue. It wasn't, you know, what we look at. It was time wasting. That was the number one concern the Stalin Rebbe had about using a smartphone, about wasting time. When we talk about good means effort. Adam la'amal yulad, right? We're created to toil, but that means effort. It means pushing. It means not using this thing and just, you know, whatever bittel zman that we find ourselves with. It's unbelievable how much time we can waste. I just want to share one maisa with you. That one time there was a fellow who was eating at my house, a Baal Tshuva, who was engaged, who spent jobs in the community and was friends of someone, but he very much wanted to come to me for lunch. He asked if him and his host asked, Rebbe, could you just have this guy, this Baal Tshuva, and his fiance, also Baal Tshuva, can you have them for lunch? Okay, so we had them for lunch. One wonderful couple, so sweet. And so you meet a Baal Tshuva, fascinating story. I said to him, I said, you know, what made you be a Baal Tshuva? Like, what was the spark? And he said, a video game. I said, a video game? Like, what's that video game? Like, there's a video game that's going to change it. Wow, what's the video game that was the spark that made you a Baal Tshuva? And he said the name of some video game, and it sounded like, I don't know, Tour of Duty, Call of Duty, whatever, some shooting video game that you play with a headset and you play over the internet with friends. And he said, Rabbi, I was a big gamer. I said, okay, so like, what happened? You killed Nazis and that sparked your Yiddish and Neshama, and like what happened? And he said, no, when you play these games, there's a button you can push that when you push that button, it tells you how long you've been playing the game, how long you've been on that mission with your brothers. I said, yeah. And so he said, Rabbi, I was playing and I pushed the button. Push the button. And you know how long it said I was playing the game? Over 900 hours. Not straight, understand. Understand, like the Chevra, they log off and they log on together. They make their schedule together. Again, I'm not such a gamer. I can't, you know. But Mamish, he said over 900 hours. And he said, I just thought, I said, what am I doing with my life? That I have nine, and he had a job. He is an engineer. He has a job. He had a good job. He says, what am I doing with my life? 900 hours. I'm playing a video game? He said, really? I don't know. I don't know what life is about. How can that be? And so he said, that began Mamish. That was his spark. His spark was pushing that button on the gaming console and seeing over 900 hours. And so for each and every one of us, when we talk about the din, I think, you know, we have great defenders. We have Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman, whoever's going to come defend us. Avram Avinu is going to defend us. Rabbi Nachman's going to defend us. There are many that now are great, great storied history have said they're going to come and defend us. But the shaila is, that's on the din. But what about the cheshbon? The cheshbon, why didn't you do these things? You have Bizman Hazeh, when you talk about Torah, I say this in my shul often at Shalosh Shudis. Once a month in my shul, I say at Shalosh Shudis, we talk about Bittul Torah. We talk about Limud HaTorah. And I point out, and your Rav, Ashreichem, Matov Chalkechem, that your Rav, Rabbi Goldberg Shlita, really one of the pioneers in Torah on the internet, right? But do you know what? Anyone who wants to learn Torah today, you don't have to, you don't even have to have an elementary school education. There's someone I know, someone from my shul. He went to public school his whole life. And through YU Torah, he has finished all of Tanakh. He's finished all Shas Mishnayis. He's on his way to finishing Shas. But Mamash, he really learns it. I remember he came up to me once with a Shaila in Machshirim. And for those that don't know, that's in Taras. And I looked at him. I said, David, do you think I know Machshirin? Like, really? You're asking me a Shaila Machshirin? Like, I don't know who gave this year my Torah, Rabbi Sabalovsky, like, go call Rabbi Sabalovsky. Here's his cell phone number. Like, go ask him a Shaila Machshirin. Don't ask me a Shaila Machshirin. But do you understand that we live in a world today when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows there's so many things to distract us? It's never been easier to chill. It's never been easier to fall into this trap of Noach, of just relaxing, because that's like the whole Mahalach. Everyone's life is just about relaxing. Isn't that what we're about? Like, we work to get to a vacation, to chill, to... No. It's so easy. Hashem had to make the good so easy and accessible. We don't even have to work so hard. I remember my Zaidi, you know, my Zaidi, Zichrono Livracha, he went through Daf Yomi. I think my Zaidi went through Daf Yomi 5 times. He was an accountant. He lived in Far Rockaway. Rabbi Brand knew my Zaidi. He knew my Zaidi well. My Zaidi, and I think about what my Zaidi had to do Daf Yomi. I remember when he'd go down to Deerfield Beach, right? That's somewhere near Boca, right? And he used to bring a Walkman. I remember my Zaidi bought a Walkman. I said, Zaidi, why did you buy a Walkman? He said, for the Daf Yomi tapes, for the Torah tapes, Daf Yomi tapes. He used to slug this big thing. Now Daf Yomi tapes. We can have the whole Art School Shas on my phone. Like, you have all of Shas. What do you need? You have everything. It's unbelievable. So, like, what we have to understand, the achrayus responsibility we have. Hashem is making it so easy to us to access Tov. We just have to recognize that the number one that we have to struggle against, again, we're not evil. No one here is evil. We don't have an inclination to do evil. But because we're Ofrim and Hadama, because we're made from the mud of the ground, there's a deep, deep natiya for a human being just to stay low, just to stay settled, not to get up, not to go. In the realm of chesed, in the realm of Torah, in the realm of tefillah, in nidos tovos, it all takes work. It all takes tremendous, tremendous effort. And that's the first yetzer hara that the Ishbitzer talks about, that it's not a yetzer hara, it's a yetzer hanoach. It's the yetzer to chill. So that's one. And again, there's a lot of Torah on this out there. There's a lot more to talk about. I apologize, the hour's late. I was joking, Rabbi Shabbat, I didn't say 2 hours. He said max a half hour. So that gives me about 5 minutes, right? I always leave a little clock so I know how much time I have. So I want to share with you another Torah from a tzaddik who's with us in our generation. A tzaddik, whenever I go to Eretz Yisrael, I try to see him. I try to daven with him. Reb Tzvi Meir Silberberg, Shlita. One of the great mashpiyim of our generation. He's a person that, the way to describe Reb Tzvi Meir is that when you daven with him on a regular Wednesday night in the middle of the week, you think it's ne'ilah. Mamish crying and jumping and screaming, and it takes a long time. You gotta be ready. You gotta have a nice chunk of time cut out for your marav on a regular. He's a tremendous tzaddik, and if there's so many svarim from him, and American. From America, grandson of Gedal Yeshar, the Argadal Yoz, that sells Chazigin Aleinu. And Reb Tzvi Meir, he shares a different point. He also says, how could it be a Yetzer Hara? What, we have a Yetzer, we have evil inside of us? It's pasnished for a Jew to have a Yetzer Hara. Doesn't make sense. But he develops a whole different Mahalach. And it's a whole Mahalach that what is the Yetzer Hara? He says the Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Liros Rak Esara. The Yetzer just to see the bad. And what he says is the Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer Hara, is you know, what the psychologists talk about. You know, are you going to be looking, you're going to have a negative filter, you're going to have the positive filter. That's what Reb Tzvi Meir says. And he brings down kama v'kama rayas from many ma'amari chazal, gemaras, that this is really, when they talk about Yetzer, that's really what they mean. That the Yetzer to see the bad, And that is, you know, the idea that the Yetzer Hara, what is the Yetzer Hara? The way I first heard it described this way, I think it was from Yochanan Zweig, where Yochanan Zweig, Shlita, another South Floridian, who said that the Yetzer Hara is the drive for self-destruction. Meaning, it's just to look at everything negative. It's just to see the negative. And that's why when we talk about Lashon Hara, It's the lashon of the evil. It's not evil speech. Lashon hara translate doesn't mean evil speech, but it's the tongue. It's the speech hara of the evil, right? Meaning when you're just focused on negativity, That's what the Yetzirah is. And that's what we have to struggle against. And the greatest Yetzirah is, of course, is the Koach of Amalek. He talks about Klipas Amalek. And Rak Rak Kol Hayom, Sofei Tevos is Amalek. Rak Rak Kol Hayom. They're only seeing bad all day long. That's Sofei Tevos Amalek. The last letter of those words, Rak Rak Kol Hayom, spells out Amalek, because Amalek doesn't want you to look, even if there's good staring you in the face. Amalek wants you to look past the good and to focus on the negative. That's why Amalek attacks Hanechasholim Acharecha, the Jews that are so weak, the Jews that were outside of the Anani HaKavod. Amalek comes and says, you're outside the Anani HaKavod. You were shunned. You were rejected by the Eivishter. Who do you think you are? You think Hashem loves you? Chas v'sholem. You're a posheya. You're a chote. And this Yetzer Hara, Reb Tzvi Meir says, especially during this tkufa, especially during this time of year, we have to be on constant guard against such a Yetzirah, constant vigilance against such a Yetzirah, because we can go into Yom Naran and we can look, if you really make a cheshbon nefesh, you know, like your Rebbe used to tell you the story of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim on the last day of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or it was Erev Yom Kippur, I don't know which tzura you heard, Rabbi Mirzov, I don't know which tzura of this story I told you many, many years ago, right? But, you know, that he was crying on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because there were 5 minutes. He couldn't cheshbon out what he did with 5 minutes of the year. Maybe he spoke Lashon Hara in those 5 minutes. And you think, like, really? That was what he was crying about, that he did a whole cheshbon nefesh over the whole year, and there were only 5 minutes he was worried about? I don't know if I could tell you every 5 minutes that I had from now since I davened Mincha Maariv, right? Like, you think, you hear, you're going into Yom Naran, you feel, oh, I'm mamash Russia. You know, I'm really bad, right? But Reb Tzvi Meir says, no. The Yetzer HaTov is that you have to look at the good in you. The Yetzer Hara is looking a bit. Get away from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara just wants you to self-destruct, right? The Yetzer Hara just wants to bring you to atzvus, wants to bring you to a place of depressive sadness, just to pull you down. We have to fight against that. And he says that's what it means to follow the Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer HaTov means the Yetzer, an inclination towards good, to look for good, to see the good in people, to only speak good, and that way see good. I remember once with Matzio Salem in Shlita, the Lakewood Mashkiach, he should have Refu Shalema. When I once asked him a Shaila, he actually spoke in my house during the service of Meitshuva. I was driving him back to Lakewood, and I asked him, actually Brooklyn, the daughter's house he went to that night, and I said, are you allowed to say Lashon Hara about a non-Jew? He allowed to say the Lashon Hara about a non-Jew. And he said, Rabbi Marcus, am I going to answer you like a posek, or I'll answer you like a mashkiach? If I'm answering you like a posek, it could be it's mutter to say Lashon Hara about a non-Jew. But to answer you as a mashkiach, it's not good for you to speak Lashon Hara about a non-Jew, because it's just getting you to look at bad. What? It just trains you to look at bad. And Rachmana Litzlan, we find ourselves in a world that everything is just about finding the bad. Everything. It's so Nebuch, where Mam is such a broken world. But that is where we can see the greatest good. Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. Do you know how close we are to Mashiach, Evra? Do you know how close Mashiach is? We're Mam is Mashiach Zeiten. And we look at this COVID, and there's so much bad in COVID. And someone was telling me the other day, Mamish, a friend of his was an usher. Mamish, the guy had 6 businesses. He lost. Mamish, a lot of people suffering, a lot of death, no question. But is there any positive that we can see in ourselves through COVID? Are there any positives that we can see in our kahila through COVID? And again, we're not saying that the bad didn't happen. Bad is there. But what are we focusing on? What are we focusing on? Because if you're going to focus on the positive, you're going to focus on your milus, and you're going to focus on the milus of yourself, the milus of what's around, then there's hope, then there's positivity, there's optimism. And as Shri Meir says, that brings a person to the greatest place. And atzvus chas v'shalom, when we see the ra, when we're focused in bad, and that's why, you know, they say that by many chassidim, they don't take a long time to say vidui. They zip through vidui. I think that maybe that's our minhag, that we sing vidui. Ay, 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 ay. I am guilty. I am a traitor. I have stolen. Like, why are we singing? Because we bring a positive spin to it. that you know what you're doing? You're doing a mitzvah midaraisa vidui. Wow, it's geshmak. We're confessing to Hashem. And we're not embarrassed to confess to Hashem. L'fnei Hashem titaru. Because it's the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Turner Mitzvah says, that on Yom Kippur, l'fnei Hashem, Hashem brings us up to the seven heavens. Right? You know why you scream Hashem elokim seven times? Because Hashem is lowering us down back to earth. The mamsh, we're in Himmel. If Hashem titaru, the Tower of Yom Kippur is where we all go up. That's why we're like Malachim. We can scream Baruch Hashem. We're up there. We're up there for 25 hours, and then we come back down. But mamsh, in front of the Eibush, if Hashem titaru, Hashem nava God, we can sing it because we're besimcha that we're able to confess this in front of Avinu Shemayim. And so I think that here we are holding by Erev Shabbos Shuvah, by one of the greatest Shabbosos of the year, one of the greatest days of the year. Mamish, we're holding just a few days before the day when the Pasuk says, Vayerev, Vayvoker, Yom Echad, Bereishis Rabba says that Yom Echad is Yom HaKippurim. Like Tshuva was before the world, Yom Kippur was the first day. Yom Echad, not the first, the one day. It doesn't say Rishon, it doesn't say first, it says the one day that is different than any other day in the year. This is where we're holding right now. But what we have to do is we have to know what we're struggling against. As we said, you have to know the enemy. The enemy is not an inclination to do evil. I don't believe anyone listening to this now has an inclination, mamish, to do evil. But we have an inclination to just chill. We have an inclination to just relax. You know, I don't know, Florida versus New Jersey. I don't know where the T is greater. I know L.A., forget it. L.A., forget Afghanistan. Afghanistan, very relaxing in L.A., right? But you know, wherever we are, this yetzer, to just relax, to just chill. Adam lo mayulad. It's not what it's about. That's one. And the other, the yetzer liros rakis hara. The yetzer that just wants us to see bad, wants us to be negative, wants us to be fashmutz. Chas v'sholem, we should be bashmutz. We shouldn't let ourselves fall into such a place. And what we have to do is we have to reclaim the holy eyes that are going to see the good in us, the good in others, the good in the world. And of course, the good in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shemayim, who just wants to give us tremendous shefa, bracha, in all types and in all ways. And that's my bracha to each and every one of us. I realize that I'm already going all over time. I apologize, Rabbi Shabtai, I apologize to everyone here. But the bracha to everyone is that Hashem should bless us all, that we should find the ability to work hard, that we should recognize the koach that we all have of what we can accomplish by seeing the good in us. And this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph, as many are quoting from the Chasam Sofer, may Ashbos Yarim Evyon, that we're going to lift ourselves up from the Ashbos. We're going to lift ourselves up from a difficult matzav, from a place of Shvira, and we're going to find the world that is kulo tov, the kulo aruch, and be'ezus Hashem, with only tremendous, tremendous simcha going into Tavshin Pei Aleph. Gemar chesima tova, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Thank you so much.
You are unmuted.
Thank you
amazing.
So much.
Amazing, thank you.
Gemar chesima tova, good kibben shtiyar.
Good kibben shtiyar, Rabbi Graham. Good kibben shtiyar, Rabbi
Graham. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Shkoyach.